KZKJO. KZKJO. KZBR. KZBR. This is A6WY. November 6th. Whiskey Yankee. Shelby Township.
Okay. Hello, David. How's it going? Here's Phil. I've talked to you before.
There we have talked, Phil. Good to hear you again. I think I wrote your call down wrong. I think it's K-A Papa Romeo, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have a call directory in this old call book, what do you call it? Call list. Get that name straight one these days. Anyway, you know what I mean. I'm using an old iCare right now, and I haven't put your call in here. But, yeah, it's going all right. How's your NXDN doing? Are you using it any at all?
Well, I use it for work. I work for a Kenwood dealer, and we use NXDN. I use it like a test instrument. Am I making it? I didn't hear a response. Okay, well, there's different versions. You know, you got to be careful. They have versions that cover like 380 to 470, and they have versions that cover like 450 to 520 or something like that. So their designation is a K. If it's a K, 2-K2, it will cover the ham bands. NXDN is their main digital mode that they use. So they have a lot of the radios. Any of the radios that start with NX will do NXDN. And some of the higher end ones will do also DMR and P25, but you're spending a lot of really big bucks for that.
Well, those higher end ones are out of the question for me. So I don't think I'm going to get any of those. But anyway, yeah, I'm kind of content now with my Anytone 890. I accepted the frequency offset between NXDN and EMR. So by using two different hotspots, that no longer bothers me. And the NXDN works great, and the DMR is working great. So I'm just going to leave it alone and use it as is for a while, see what comes out in the future. I think I probably have to stick with Anytone because that's the only thing that is reasonably priced and does what I want it to do. But right now, I'm not going to rush out and buy another radio.
Yeah, I assume you're talking about a handheld, so but if you can find an NX, like 300 series that had the keypad, front panel programming is usually an option that can be done with the software, which you have to have like the dealer license. Yeah, there we go. So it's tied to one specific computer. So if you want to try to put it on another one, you got to deactivate the license on one of them, move it to another one. It's really crazy. And then they got away from that with the newer software that seems you can put it on anything. So you have to be careful about that if you decide to go that route.
No, I don't think I'll go that route. I think I'm going to wait for the phone version. Right now they're putting DMR on telephones, the smartphones. It's only for non-iOS, Java, or the other type of phones. And I don't have that phone. I'm in the iOS world. So I'm going to have to wait for the iOS versions of those programs to come out. But Supposedly there are a few being worked right now that's going to be out very soon, like Foxy DMR, for example. And I've been hearing those on the air a lot, using the non-iOS type phones, as well as some of these POC, what do you call it, radios. Oh, my mind is foggy. That you can buy on Amazon that you can load this program into and also use it like a smartphone or push-to-talk over wireless. And things like that. So that's going to be my next project when the iOS version of those DMR programs come out.
Okay, sounds good. Now, you said you're using a Hytera. What model?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I bought it so long ago, I can't remember. I think it's an MD530, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, somebody just gave me some Hyteras that are DMR analog, a PD502, and I'm looking for the software and cable to read them. Do you have those? Do you have that?
Well, I have one software cable for this radio, and it has the two prongs on the end of it, like the Kenwoods and, like the Anytone for the radio. It's not like the Motorola type of attachment to the radios. And the other end, the USB-A, and there's a big lump in the cable, I guess we call it the pregnant cable, that has a switch on it to either read or write or firmware update or whatever. So it's not a typical cable.
Yeah, that's probably the standard one. This one has that same double pin thing, but they're much closer together than the like Anytone or the Kenwoods. So some kind of proprietary cable. I've never really seen that before. I mean, it's about half the distance between those two jacks that the other ones are.
Well, that's the case this one. I wouldn't call it half, but I can't plug it into the Anytone. So, you know, there's a little mistake doing that. And I have never flipped the switch on the box in the center of the cable. I think it's for a firmware update. So it's a switch that I don't need. But I have used it many times to program the radio, and it works great. It's very slow in transferring data from the computer to the radio, but it does work.
So you said this cable will not plug into an Anytone? It doesn't fit? Is that what you're telling me?
That is correct. It looks like it should. It's not that far off, but it will not. You know, the spacing is wrong.
All right, so that probably is the cable I need. because that's the case with this radio. And like I said, the spacing is, they're closer together than the Anytone or any other radio I've seen.
Well, I don't know how to get to you so you can borrow it, but I don't even know where you can buy one.
No, I've looked in there, I'll be able on Amazon or whatever, but I want to see if there's anything, before I do that, I want to see if this radio is viable for anything. Well, maybe someday I could bring it over to you and you can just try reading it with your software and see what happens. That might be interesting. Where about do you live?
Near 26-9 Van Dyke, and my software is licensed for this radio only. it will check and see what radio I'm trying to program. I know you can still try. Maybe you can get around that somehow. But it does check, see what the serial number of the radio is.
Oh boy. A couple of people are really stupid this morning. Crunch. Wow. Okay. Big Beaver and Liver and I avoid the intersection. At least going eastbound. So, yeah, all right. You know what I'll probably do? I'll probably just order one from Amazon. If it doesn't work, I can return it. That's the beauty of Amazon.
Yeah, that's true. I got one license upgrade that is for this radio only, and it's the Motorola style roaming. One that Motorola sued High Carrier for. And it works great on the EMFI system. You know, I can roam from repeater to repeater very easily. But it's not available in High Carrier anymore.
Yeah, so I've heard. All right. I'm just pulling into work here. So nice talking to you, Dave. And maybe we'll talk more about that once I start getting into this thing. 73 KAPR.
Okay, Bill. 73. Talk to you later. KAPR. This is N6WY.
NAKYQ. Portable Detroit Monitoring Statewide One.
This is Kilo Alpha 8 Uniform Hotel Golf on Statewide One.
Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf.
KCAKJO.
Were you over here, Tom?
Actually, no, 131 North over here by Kalamazoo Battle Creek. But yeah, I threw my call out there.
Yeah, as usual, too many radios have been trouble between you came in and out. Do you want me to just throw that in the car, and then are you going to be at the ISD Friday for the T-shirt pickup?
Yeah, what time are we going to be there? I forgot.
I just know it's tomorrow. I can't remember, 7 to 8 or 8 to 9. 7 to 8, I think. I'll double-check that. But I don't care. You know, we'll work it out one way or the other, but whatever works for you. I know I'm going to that. And then, of course, Saturday, I've got the 11 to 3 shift. So I don't know if you have any plans to help out there and if we are going to meet up out there. So I'll just have it with me.
Yeah, I'm going to get out to the MISD if I can, you know, if it works. I'm definitely going to be there Saturday. So rover number 2 works with Hagen.
Okay, well, I guess Hagen's relieving me. I've got 11 on Woodward. I guess he's going to be relieving me for the second shift there. So I don't know if you're with him. If so, then I'll be right there. But we should all be parked in the same spot, I think. I don't know, is there like a spot across the park? I'm hoping.
John Hayes. So. We can.
I don't know if you're in a bad area or what, but you're quite broken on that last one. So, all right, we'll connect. I've got this one on, and got the MI1 on as well. So I'm listening a couple places. W8FU.
All right, we'll chat later. I'll let you get back to what you're doing.
WAVOV testing
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sounds good, Mike. KCAKJO over here in Grand Rapids.
Thank you, Thomas. Mitchell here in Stanford. Thanks a lot. I'll leave the DOD clip.
We'll take you out to Grand Rapids Town. This is K88UHG on Statewide 1.
Hey, Steve. I'm actually heading to Zeeland, which is over by Holland, to take care of a door lock issue.
Okay, yeah, very good. Yeah, Holland, nice area. Remember years ago, I went there for a conference, like a carpool with some people conference, and we were going back, and there was a big rainstorm. And they go, oh yeah, okay, I remember how to, you know, what way to turn, you know, we're gonna have to find a way back to the highway or something. And she goes, oh yeah, I remember that lake. I go, Cheryl, that lake, one second here. Like, they usually don't put high tension line in the middle of a lake because it's flooded. It was an interesting trip, but it was for the music conference. But yeah, nice area.
Oh yeah, I've been over here a couple times. You know, Holland, Zeeland, North Shores, Muskegon. There goes the dog. Oh, we're at St. Joseph's last week, you know, a couple weeks ago. So, pretty familiar with this area now.
Yeah, some years ago, many years ago now, someone said, you know, we're looking at, like, when I was very looking for, like, a getaway before children and all, and someone says, well, you know what, you can go by, like, St. Joseph, and some people we knew, they had opened up, like a extension restaurant, some rather well-known restaurant, you know, and it was pretty nice, you know, where to cross from Benton Harbor or across the river, I believe.
Yep, I was right on the river, went through Benton Harbor, and then up over the bridge to St. Joseph's, and I was, like, right there.
Yeah, Benton Harbor used to be well-known in the IM community because, you probably remember, like, with the East Kids. That was the headquarters for East Kids.
Headquarters for who? I didn't get that. It broke up there for a second.
For East Kids, the kit building company, and they had hand stuff on the other hand. Non-ham things too. Heathkit, remember that? Like HW101 was their kind of classic radio.
Oh, Heathkit. Oh, yeah. I remember those. Yeah, that was way back when I was a kid.
Yeah, they had a store in 8 Mile and in East Point. It was an old 8 Mile, kind of across from East Land, and I think there's one on West 8 Mile too. But, okay, Tom, figured say hi there. I'm going to almost estimated, and hit the ground running here. It's 73, happy travels. This is K88UHG.
All right, have a good one, Steve. I'll be out and about as always. KACKGL73.
KEAWUO.
This is KF8FCR testing radio. On the M5 statewide talk group.
Last station, you sound good. This is KEA-TBB in Bay City.
Well, roger that. How's it going up there in Bay City?
Not too bad, not too bad. Just taking a quick break from work while I worked at home, and I flipped the radio on and heard you call out that you were testing out. So where are you testing out the MI5 from?
Yeah, roger. Right now, it's I'm in Centerline, Michigan. I've just put this 890 together, new contact list and a bunch of digital contacts, and trying to get it set up. So, yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, very well, very well. Yeah, everything's going pretty well up here in Bay City. Another hot, humid summer day, but it's not too bad, and it's almost weekend, so I can't complain.
Roger that, Gabriel. I know what you mean. It's nice to be that close to the weekend looking for some fun. So I hope you enjoy yourself this weekend.
Yes, thank you. You as well. I'll be doing a little bit of yard work, messing around in the garden, and a little bit of relaxing and grilling. So how about yourself?
Yeah, well, right, today, this time, on the weekend, we're going to have the Gratiot cruise, or the cruise they have here. That's a big deal. I don't know if I'll go to that or not, but just sort of chilling out most of the weekend and working on this and that around the house.
Very well, yeah, I forgot about that. I've read about the cruise a little bit. I've been down to Detroit for some of the auto shows and stuff, but I've never been to the cruise. So I don't think I'll make it down this year, but it does sound like a good time.
Yeah, what kind of radio are you using there, Gabriel?
I'm on a Motorola XPR 5550 as a base station.
Look at that. That sounds great. You're coming through perfect.
Good to hear. Thanks. Yeah, you sound good as well. That's the beauty of the DMR. Most people sound pretty good, and then you get a couple that sound messed up, but a couple tweaks and they sound fine. But, yeah, I'm running low power into a mobile antenna right now in my basement, so I'm transmitting from underground with a mobile antenna. I'm still getting into the system. They did a good job putting the system together.
That's great. Yeah, I'm just picking up the local repeater here. I haven't purchased a hotspot or anything like that because right now I'm surrounded by a lot of repeaters that work for me quite well. So it's just, you know, spending $500 or $600 on a hotspot right now is a little nuts for me.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I can't convince myself to buy a hotspot yet when the repeaters work so well. I thought about picking a hotspot up to keep in the vehicle for when I'm up in the UP. I'm looking to pick up a Starlink Mini. I've used Starlink, the full size before, but I haven't picked up a Mini yet. But I wouldn't mind running a Mini and then a hotspot in the car to stay connected on the system when I'm out of range of the repeaters.
That sounds exactly like those are nice systems.
Yeah, if I had money falling out of my pocket, that's what I do, but I'm going to save my pennies for now. So, but with that being said, I'm working from home, and I better get back to work. So it was good talking with you. Hopefully I'll catch you again on the air sometime. KE8PVB, I'll be clearing your file.
All right. Hey, Gabriel, it was nice talking to you, and I'll say 73. This is KF8FCR, and we'll be clear.
KE8RUH to KE8WUO. John, you out there monitoring?
NACA, I'm testing. It's working. W8EAP. Thanks, sir. There was someone complaining about they couldn't get into the Detroit repeater and get out to anybody else, so I was just checking to see if it was also working or not.
Well, now that I'm listening to you, it sounds like you're in a helicopter. There's a high-frequency oscillating sound in the background, like a motorboat or a helicopter. I'm monitoring you on three different radios. It's going in the background, but kind of fast, like a helicopter.
Copy that. I have my hand held on to basically see if I can hear myself going back as well. And I turned it off right in the middle of my last transmission.
Well, whatever you did, still doing it. It's like a very high frequency, almost like a, I guess the only way to describe it is like a motorboat or a helicopter sound. It's not super loud in the background, but it's noticeable. Not sure what that is. That's weird. Maybe everyone's doing that right now. I don't know. Anybody else out there want to comment and key up to see if everyone's radio is doing it?
Okay, PR. Yeah, I'm hearing it on a signal also. No, but not on yours.
Same here, KCKGO. Sounds like Cliff is flying a helicopter with the windows open.
K6HMD. Sounds like a helicopter. But only he's doing it. Nobody else is.
Oh, that is definitely hot. Because I've been using this radio for a while, and this is the first time I've heard a report like that.
Frequency kicking sound now. Barely audible.
Yeah, it just sounds like kind of thing. All right, I'm where I'm going. KBR. Good luck with that.
Thanks for all the information, everybody. Right now I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater. I'm going to pop back over to Detroit and see if it keeps doing it. And I'm going to try Nova because I can't hit all three of them from home.
I got a question. Are you on a power, like a mobile on a power supply. It almost sounds like a power supply motorboating, like it's over driving a like a power supply struggling. I don't know if that's, if you have a power supply hookup. If you do, can you maybe go to a lower power to draw less current? See if that's it.
Yep, we can definitely try that first. Give me 1 second. I'll set the power level down. Great, got one power step. How's it sound now?
Still there, but it might have gotten less. You want to transmit a little bit longer. I think it's much, much quieter now.
All right, here we go. This is NHCAF. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Still there, but it sounds like you closed the door on the helicopter. It's much more subtle now. It's still there, but it's much more subtle. If anybody else wants to throw in a comment. To me, it sounds still there, but it's less. It's more subtle.
CF8HBW here. I'd say probably like a 75 to 80% improvement after you made that switch.
Alrighty then. And it is on a power supply, and the power supply has a noise filter with an adjuster on the front of it. So I'm wondering if turning it is going to change anything. Turn it counterclockwise first and see if anything happens. Alright, just adjusted it, and how does it sound now?
Pretty much exactly the same, exactly the same.
And this is with the filter adjustment all the way the other way.
Try that again. It sounded like it made even more of an improvement.
Fortunately, I can't because it's turned all the way to the right as far as I can get it. So I'm going to go all the way to the left. And this is all the way to the left. How's it sound?
Nope. Still doing it. No effect. No effect. But going to a lower power level definitely did improve it. Can you go down even lower power-wise?
Two more steps down. Right, this is at the second lowest power setting.
Okay, just key up the no audio for a second. Nope, still there. Well, I know it would be kind of a pain in the butt, but you have a battery, like an actual, like a large motorcycle battery, snowmobile battery, or some kind of decent-sized battery. Try that and see if it corrects it. Definitely sounds like a power supply problem, though.
Do you have ferret bead that you could put on that cliff on your power? KCK Joe.
Is that you wanted me to put on a John? I didn't catch that.
A ferret bead. You know, a ferret choke? Try that.
This power supply is already filtered. There's beads on both positive and negative lead right up by the radio, and there are others on it at the power supply output.
Where's your radio in regards to the power supply? Is it sitting on top?
I don't do that. They're separated by about a foot or so vertically, and this radio isn't directly over it either. So, yeah, there's about 12 inches between the two of them.
You got another bead you could put on the antenna?
I'd have to go dig those out, and I'd have to do it down here at this end. But, yeah, I could try that. It's just that, you know, those are down at the basement right now with a box of other supplies because I don't use them all that often.
Well, leave the one at the base of the antenna and just, we'll put one right there by the antenna into the radio. Put a bead on there and see what it does.
And on there right now, it's like less than 3 inches from the PL-259. So, I can move it closer and see if that helps anything.
Is your power running parallel with the antenna?
All right. The bead is less than an inch from the connector, and it barely fit on there because of shrink wrap. How's it sound now?
Very slightly, Chop. I can hear it. Slightly. And he said, you got the filter turned down or the filter turned up?
I have the filter actually in its dead center setting. So first I'm going to turn it all the way up to the right. And this is where it is, turned all the way to its maximum setting. And now it's going to go all the way back down. This is all the way at its lowest setting. And finally, here it is back in the middle.
It seems like it's a lot less little bit less than that. So if you had it turned all the way up, I think that's good.
This is it with the filter turned all the way to its maximum. How does it sound now? Thanks, gentlemen. That wasn't what I came on here to check out. I just wanted to make sure that the computer was working, but I do appreciate the help. NACAF.
Well, it's doubled there. Is it possible to go one step lower in the power?
Well, once I do that, that last step, this thing will only be transmitting at 1 watt. So we can try it.
Are you closer to Mount Clemens or Detroit? Maybe we could try to Detroit on 1 watt. Okay, give that a shot and see what happens. It definitely to me sounds like something in the power supply issue, but yeah, you can give that a try. W8EAP.
This is 1 watt going into Mount Clemens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I think that's almost gone. Just throw a carrier for a few seconds so I can hear it better. I think it's God. What do you think, Tom? It's almost gone over here. I mean, it's still there. It's real much quieter. What do you think, Tom?
It's a little bit quieter. I think we can handle that. KCKJO. I'm over here in Holland. Gentlemen, give me a second. When I key back up, I'm going to be trying to come through the Detroit repeater. With this, at 1 watt, you guys might not hear me, but I'll give it a shot. NACAF. NACAF on the Detroit MI5 repeater at 1 watt.
You sound good. At 1 watt.
KCKJO.
Yeah, sounds pretty good to me here in Novi. KFADCW.
Well, I'm actually kind of impressed that I'm only using 1 watt and I'm hitting that repeater with an RSSI of 110.7. That is nothing to complain about.
You're getting on. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, just for funsies, I'm going to pop over to the Novi repeater and see if I can hit that from here or not at 1 watt. Why not? No joy. Can't even hit it from my house. Oh, well.
It sure sounds like a power supply issue to me. I don't know. I would try another power supply or a battery or something whenever you get a chance, but seems like the lower you go in the power, the less current you draw, the quieter it gets, so me thinks it's a power supply issue, so it's not bad right there, though.
Thank you for that. Battery trick is going to have to wait because I don't have one hand to use this thing right up to. For backup power around here, I rely on starting up a generator if my power goes out.
Are we supposed to have rain or something, Cliff?
Keep an eye on the forecast just because of the way the sky is looking, the way the air feels. And keep an eye on the radar, too. And there's no rain on the radar except maybe a little tiny bit over on the west side of the state, about halfway up the Midden. The rest of it, it's just nothing. It just feels like it wants to rain. But, yeah, there's nothing in the forecast right now.
Well, it's kind of cloudy here at Little Holland. And it's humid, and it's 82 degrees, but I don't think I really hit any rain anywhere.
Casey, could you? You're over by Grand Rapids area then, right?
Just west. I'm right next to the little Dutch village here off of 31 and James Street.
Yes, because there's actually a pretty healthy rain system that is stretching from north of Madison in Milwaukee in Wisconsin all the way south to Springfield in Illinois, which is where the worst of it is. That's where the red and all the heavy rain is at. And it's headed pretty much east-southeast. I don't know, maybe in an hour, hour and a half, you might start seeing light showers or something like that, sprinkles and things like that. But it hasn't even made it across the lake yet.
Yeah, I'm sitting here, like I said, it's humid. And I've been listening to it on the AM radio. I'm listening to Wisconsin, and then I moved on another channel, and I'm here in Chicago, so that's... They're talking about it.
Well, after what went through there the other day for them, I don't blame them for keeping an eye on this one. It's a decent-sized system. But it doesn't look like you have too much heavy or dangerous stuff except down at the very south end of it, maybe a half hour north of Springfield.
Yeah, I'm not worried too much about it. I'm on the other side of the lake, so it's going down that way. I mean, it's not going to hit this way.
It's really nothing heavy, that's for sure. I'm waiting for the satellite images to load so I can see exactly how the clouds think they want to move. Oh, there we go. Let me look at this for a minute. Any CAM? Yeah, Tom, I don't think you're going to see anything heavy that way. It looks like, you know, the light stuff to the north. You know, you might see some light rain or, you know, moderate showers or something like that at most. But, yeah, you don't have anything to worry about. You'll get damp, if anything, and that'll be it.
Thank goodness I got wet road conditions on this all-wheel drive with brand-new tires. I don't even have 1,000 miles on them yet.
New tires are definitely nice. I just put some on my Escape, was it last week or the week before? I forget what. They've been on there for less than 2 weeks, and there were some handling issues I was noticing that are suddenly gone. So I'm thinking those tires that are replaced had a shifted belt in them or something somewhere. Anyways, yes, new tires are definitely nice.
Yep, I'm just sitting there, just got done eating Popeye's chicken. I'm in the little mini strip mall right next to Little Holland, and seeing what she wants me to do before I take off out of here.
Might be done for the day over there and headed for home?
Technically, yes, because I get paid for drive time, but if there's something here that I can pick up along the way, I'll do it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. Do you still hear any more noise coming out of me at all? I just noticed that where I had my diplexer and the coax in the plane, it was awfully close to the power supply, so I just moved anything. Is there still some noise there?
It's still there, but it's minimal. But when you stop talking, the silence, and you can hear it. But it's definitely your power supply. Keyed up, but no audio. Let's see what it sounds like. Yeah, it's still there. WADAP, Eric, can you hear it as well? Or is my mic, or am I just hearing things now?
PF8 HBW, I was still hearing it on that last key-in that he had there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. KCKQ.
Doing a battery, which means, you know, digging stuff out and things like that, or finding one that I can use this for. And that's going to take me a couple of minutes because I got to move some wires around. And ain't CAF. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, sorry, I was across the room. I still heard it. But, yeah. WADAP.
NACAF, back on the air. What I did was I switched the power connection over to the one for the other radio that I have set in here because they both pick the same plug. But that one, the power is coming out of a Gulfcart voltage regulator. So the voltage is fixed. And if I remember right, it does some filtering as well. So I'm wondering if this made any difference. One, two, three, four, five.
Nope, still there.
Copy that. The only reason I was using that thing on the other radio was to keep from overdriving the chips inside it. That radio has an issue with those things.
Wait, is that power supply still on, Cliff? Turn it off and then try again.
You turn off the power supply, the radio doesn't work. That's the only thing that's got power in it. There's no battery here for this.
Oh, I thought you were plugging in a battery to it and you try it that way.
Sadly, I do not have one handy that I can do that with, not one that's readily available anyways.
I gotcha. Yeah, it's a little bit quieter, so I guess you'll leave it where it's at.
I guess I do. One of the things I am wondering, though, is are you in reach of the MI-1 network by any chance? Is there a repeater over there that you can get into?
Not here. Not on... analog. That's why I'm on DMR.
Yeah, give me a minute. I'll see if there's one near you. NACAF. I don't have one over that way. I was just wondering if that noise could be heard when I was using the analog side of this radio.
Yeah, you might want to try Tim. You might be able to hit Eric. He is a chubby, so go ahead and try the analog side.
NACAF. QSY to the MI-1 network. KCAKJO from NACAF.
KCAKJO.
Does this sound? I'm actually using the exact same radio because I got two of them, but this one's installed in my car and I'm sitting out in front of my house right now. Is there any of that noise in the background on this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You know, it may just be the radio because I hear background noise. Unless it's raining by you.
I just turned down the blower motor because I had the AC running nearly full blast in here. How is it now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, it sounds better. I don't hear the chopping. KKKJ.
100% gone on this end. That was it.
Gentlemen, I'll have to figure something else to power that thing in the house. In the meantime, I'll just keep it running on low so I'm not bothering anybody. All right, with that, I got to get out of here. I got things I got to take care of. So to WADAP and KCAKGO, and I cannot remember the third gentleman's call sign. I think it entered in HBW. I thank all of you for your efforts. Definitely appreciate it. This is November 8th, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. Clear out for your finals.
All right, catch you later. Have a good one. WADAP.
Have a good one, Cliff. KCAKGO. KCAKGO.
KF8, GFD.
KCAKJO, monitoring, statewide 1.
WEAP, where are you at, Tom? Back in this area?
Oh, God, no. I'm just east of Lansing, I think.
Very good, okay, yeah. Heading back this way, though? Well, looking at the time, you're probably heading back this way.
Yeah, coming back from the Elant Highland area. Oh, what is it? Haslett, Okemos, 1 mile. So, Okemos is where I'm by. Yeah, so I got 96 miles.
Yeah, my Amazon package arrived. I'm going to go down and get it. We'll be back in a few. W8EAP.
I wonder what toys Eric got.
I know, I got some stuff ordered too. I'm waiting for it to arrive. I wonder what Eric's got.
Yeah, all I've been ordering lately is food. Food for the dog.
Oh, I got a dash cam ordered, a revert backup camera for Melissa's car ordered. A 90-degree PL-239, so I could put it on my Motorola, my cruiser, a couple other little knickknacks here and there.
Well, that will be fun. Yeah, I've been trying a new dog food for my dog. So, have you ever tried freeze-dried chicken? So, I don't know where she eats it. She won't eat the other stuff. Yeah, you were breaking up, so I don't know. It might have been my side, so I switched over to the repeater.
No, I was bouncing between Bancroft and the other tower, so it was probably me. No, I was saying that the Badlands Ranch freeze dried. I gave that to them as a treat. I tried that other one, that doctor whatever, and they don't like that, and it cuts their stomach to me.
Yeah, this stuff is called Stella and Chewy's. I think it's related to the Chewy company. Stella and Chewy's, and it's like small batch, freeze-dried chicken or whatever, and they have beef as well. I wanted to try the small bags first before I commit to bulk order, because they're just kind of pricey, so, you know, you're taking a risk.
Exactly. You know what?
I think I might have to wait until you get closer. So I'll be listening. KF8S.
All right, Dave. KCKJL.
Can I get a mic check, please?
Well, the microphone's working. And from the sound of it, it looks like your radio's working, too. KCKJL.
That's
58 SA. Thanks.
Anytime, I'm here all week. KACAKJO.
73.
KACAKJO from NHCAF.
Hello.
KACAKJO, Cliff. Tom, how's it sounding now?
Better, what'd you find out?
Everything sounds good, right?
From what I can hear, it sounds pretty good.
And the mobile in my car, you know, the same one that I use in the house as a base, off of the house's power supply, and I'm running it at full blast. And you don't hear any helicopter sounds?
Not unless they're raiding your house.
And that's what I'm down to, is that it's the actual radio that's in the house that has the issue. Because like I said, I'm using the power supply we all thought was bad out in the driveway, and apparently my audio is just fine. There's no helicopter sounds or anything.
Yeah, give me a query or no audio. Let's see.
Yeah, it sounds great. Now, you say it's the same radio, but in your car? Or that's the same radio in the car, in the house, on the same power supply? I didn't catch quite.
Right, the second time there, Eric. I have two radios that are the exact same model. One is in the house as a base. The other one's in my car. I'm running the one in the car, full blast, off the power supply that I use in the house.
You know, because it's not there. You're using the auto, you're using the mobile on the base power supply, and I don't hear the chopper. But when you're using the home base, regardless if it's mobile or base, you can hear the chopping.
I switched a lot of things around. I had it hooked directly to the antenna all by itself. Now basically, I cut a lot of things out, and I even hooked it up to another power supply, the radio in the house, the one that's making the noise. I've got an old Radio Shack 10-amp linear power supply. It's enough to run it. And it was still making a noise. So I changed everything but the radio, and I still have the noise. So I'm down to the radio itself.
Or could be the microphone. What kind of microphone is it? Push to talk? Is it built in? Or I don't know what the radio is, so I'm assuming it's a hand mic.
Radio is an Elenco DR-MD500T.
Okay, so, I'm not familiar, so can you swap the mics from one radio to the other? Is that possible?
It's taking me a few minutes because I'm out in the driveway and stuff like that, and I've got to hook up power to the radio that's in the house now. But, yeah, I can swap the mics. The mics themselves are easy. It's a RJ45 plug, if I remember right, or an RJ12. I forget which.
Probably a 45. The 12 is usually used between the radio and the faceplate if you have a removable faceplate. All right, yeah, well, like I said, I'm not too familiar with the radio, but it could be in the microphone. Maybe the shield is broken, so it's letting in noise of some sort from somewhere.
Absolutely possible. It's going to take me a few minutes to make this switch, so I'm going to clear out for now, gentlemen. This is NHCAF, clear on your finals.
Yeah, I think John keyed up there for a second, and he had no audio. So, John, if that was you, yeah. Go ahead, I'm going to be standing by, playing with my new gadget.
I'm stuck in traffic, so I'll be here for a bit. KCKJO.
Alrighty, this is NHCAF. He's on the microphone from the radio in the house. How is the audio? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That sounds good, so it's not the microphone. Sounds like they kind of narrows it down to the radio, because it sounds fine.
So, NHCAF clear. Thanks again, everyone.
No problem, W-8-E-A.
Well, a couple guys up there. I heard Eric and I heard John.
No, you didn't hear John. You heard John for a split second, and then he cut out. He's having trouble getting into the repeaters right now, for whatever reason. He said the clouds are blocking his signal.
I don't know what's going on. This radio usually goes fine from the couch to the repeater. So this one's, is it going fine now? I'm going to go check the dashboard.
Hey, it sounds good now, John. And you were in there off and then you jumped out and then Eric was right on your tail.
Shows like 107... RSI with 0% loss. You guys should be able to hear me. Like if I hold the antenna like Jack would tell me to do it, straight up and down, it doesn't get in. But I hold it perpendicular and it works fine.
Because it's not a Nagoya. No. It could be, you know, it could be reflected signal. I don't know, RF does weird things. You get one of those round antennas. You get one of those looking glass antennas. And it doesn't matter which way you hold it. It just works.
No, I'll be back. Got a phone call. KKKGO.
And the added benefit, bonus of works great on ISS passes and aircraft. So it's like it's omnidirectional, but it's got a different pattern than a vertical rubber duck. There's no null spot on the top of it, like going straight up. There's no null spots on it. It's just like a ball.
Anywho, I am gone. Hey,
and I am Tom. P-O-M.
I am Groot.
Right now, I'm doing everything. Everything works better when you have to pick a tree. Well, I mean, it's a tennis account. Oh, traffic, what a wonderful thing.
KF8, FTS.
KF8.